Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Michael Feldman.
That was so good, it should have been on air. That's the way it happened. Okay.
Are you all pretty good now? You survived the bells and everything? Some people have an aversion to bells. Anyone here who had an aversion to bells and had to sit here? You do, sir? Oh, it's clinical, isn't it? I know your case. It's documented. Okay. You'll be all right, though. Kathy Anderson is a retired teacher and active gardener. How are you coping with rabbit damage? Do you mean damage to the rabbits or elsewhere? Is that you?
Yeah.
Yes. Are you having a lot of rabbit damage? Terrible.
Not where I put cages around them.
No.
But otherwise they.
Well, you can't. You know, it's, you can't shoot them, and you can't live with them. Or is that something else?
Well, I always felt you shouldn't shoot them, and no. But now I'm.
You have to read them their Miranda rights first before you actually, and then take a then draw a bead on them.
I'm getting tired.
Or rabbit rights, I guess it would be.
Yes. I'm getting tired of them living under my deck and eating all my flowers and plants. So.
Well.
It was a bad year for rabbit damage.
Yeah, bad year for rabbit damage. Okay. I don't know what to say on behalf of the rabbits. They got to earn a living, too. They're cute.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah.
And they're very active right now.
And the squirrels, we give them free rein, don't we?
Yeah. But they don't eat all the flowers.
Well, I've seen squirrels eat pretty much anything at a certain point.
A lot of the birds.
They get a better press than the rabbits do. I admit it's a problem. What about this? Brad Schultzer is a fenestration inspector. And what is fenestration? Huh? Oh, your time, Brad.
Oh, thank you. You
always been this tall, or is it recent?
No, I've always been this tall. Thank you.
Yes, tall family? Are you the shortest in your family?
No, by far the tallest.
You are?
Yes.
That's reassuring. Anyway, they made you play ball, I suppose. You had to play, what did you be, a middle linebacker or something like that?
No, I did not play ball. My vertical is measured in matchstick widths.
I got news for you. You haven't looked down recently, have you?
No. So.
And you're from Plano?
Yeah, that's correct. Plano, Texas, yes.
Yeah. Everything's down there.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Sure.
Weather good? Any?
No, the weather's just fine.
Yeah.
It's been a little bit cool, but.
A little bit cool as in?
50s, 60s.
Yeah. I hate that. That's our highs out here. I resent that.
Well, it was nice to come back and have one more round of snow on Thursday morning. That was very pleasant.
There wasn't a lot of it, though. A fenestration. I know what that is. What is that?
Okay. Fenestration is from the Latin word fenestre, which means the circular
spells,
canal of the
isn't
inner
it?
Ear. And now it means anything put into an opening of a building. So it's windows,
like
doors.
Yourself would be included if you...
If I was installed, yes, then I would be...
Through an opening, you've fenestrated.
Right, or if you throw something through a window, you've defenestrated.
Someone.
Someone, something.
Whatever you say, I'm not going to argue with you, because okay. You're thin as a pencil, but you're a tall pencil. And your question was about the pencils here, but let's forget about that. And so is that a good job? Are you doing it for the city, or how does that work?
No, I'm actually... the company that I work for is contracted by a trade association. And so there's a lot of travel involved. I was actually here in Wausau for several days performing the
fenestration.
Actually, the labs that test the fenestration.
There are lab tests for fenestration? Yeah. To see if fenestration has occurred?
Right.
Well, is there a kit or something you get? I mean, what? I don't understand that.
Okay. Companies that make windows or doors, they actually send specimens to accredited laboratories.
Send specimens to see if fenestration has occurred?
Right. Well, they samples of the windows. And
okay.
So there are ways to evaluate the performance of the windows based on its ability to resist air or water penetration.
Is that
water penetration loads? The biggest enemy of fenestration?
It depends on the location. Not so much in Arizona, but yes, other parts of the country, there's bigger...
Other needs. Parts of the window.
Water's tested for all of them regardless of the installation.
Is this true of all, like double hung as well as regular hung?
Yes. That's correct, yes. Single hung, double hung.
Do you have a personal favorite? Well, it's a great job, and I'm sure you're great at it, because you get to travel on it. That's a good deal.
Yeah. The parallel opening sash window would probably be my current favorite.
Yeah. Do they still have the weights in them like they used to have, weights and
not
pulleys?
Anymore. No, it's either a coil or a counterbalance. It's not a lead weight on a rope as they were 70 years ago.
Don't you kind of miss those?
Not so much, no.
I thought they were in it. Because there's one thing you could actually repair as a homeowner. You know, in fact, you had to, but you never do. I always say I have broken ropes in all my windows now. They're just hanging in there. But I think, well, I could repair that. You know what I'm saying? It's nice to have that feeling that you could repair something.
Yes, more of the products now are built with components that you have to buy separately and have
to get new fenestration, like totally fenestration.
Yes.
Fenestration unit.
That would be best, yes, especially you know, from those companies that make them.
How's your glazing? Pretty good?
Glazing's very good, yes.
You do your own fenestration at home?
Occasionally, yes, sometimes.
Did you build your place? Or?
Oh, I just keep an eye on things. No, it's an older home, but I make sure that everything is still sound.
I'm glad you're here for the fenestration conference, I know, but thank you for stopping by.
I appreciate it.
Great to see you. He's a good man. He's a good man to know. Brad Schultz, fenestration inspector in Plano, Texas. Let's see here now. Just visited the farmer's market. If the emu tastes like chicken, shouldn't I just buy the chicken? Jim Williamson. Oh, hey, Jim. Can I get you a stand up or something? Just so, you know. Okay, no, that's all right. You're right. Is it?
Yeah, it's a little bit.
How'd you do that?
Sitting in the car on the way up here for my mom.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of car is that?
It's a Subaru.
Subaru?
Ford.
Were you in the back of a Subaru?
I was on passenger side. My wife was driving.
Yeah, okay. Did she corner rather rapidly and did your back leave the vehicle at a certain point?
I tried to get her not to do that kind of thing.
Anyway, this emu thing, is there actually emu for sale?
Yeah, I saw that. And we were looking at the different things at the market.
Emu roast or chops or what do you get off an emu?
It was a steak or something.
Did you get it? Did you buy it?
I did not, no. But I think there's jerky. Emu jerky.
Emu jerky, ooh. Because that, you know, that's that stuffed creature there is supposed to be an emu. So I couldn't possibly eat one because it would be stuffed and I absolutely, you know, not even real. So you didn't get it?
No, it's grilling season's up, so. It's coming up.
Anyone grill emu here? Anyone done any emu grilling? Okay, well, that's a dead end.
Thank you.
Sit down and rest that back there. Slide down in the seat best you can. Thank you very much. Jim Williamson. You drove all the way from Omaha?
What? From what?
Drive from Omaha?
Oh, yeah.
Omaha in a Subaru is going to be a tough road.
We have plenty of music, though.
Plenty of music. You need some booze, actually, for that trip. You just stop every few feet and get something to drink. That's the way to do it. You were driving, right? You're a perfectly good driver.
Excellent driver.
Yeah, most excellent driver.
Yes.
Okay, so just wanted to make that clear. Lowell Nordling, not again. God, he's everywhere. It's Lowell Nordling's, what do you know, ladies and gentlemen? He's standing up this time. He's up. God, he's tall, too.
Can't help it.
Yeah.
Either.
And I bet you were even taller at one point, weren't you?
At one point. Up here.
Yeah. Now, what field did you say you're in?
Real estate.
Before that, did you do anything else?
Well, I did a lot of things.
What did you do before, right before real estate, what did you do?
Investments, securities.
Before that, did you ever do anything physical? I mean, you seem like a guy who could do a lot of physical stuff.
Oh, no, not really.
No?
Not real physical.
No? Huh? Bill collector, anything like that? You ever done any bill collecting? Yes. What does he do that's physical?
Oh, no. He helps with lots of projects around the house.
I bet he could rough guys up is what I'm thinking.
I ask him to build something and he does it.
Yeah. If you ask him to rough somebody up, would he do that for you?
I don't think so.
pretty big galoot.
Odd jobs all over the place.
What's your oddest job you've done around the house?
When we were very young, you know, and we lived in Minnesota, and we had a wood stove, and then a space heater. And then down the hall were the bedrooms. Well, the heat never really got down there, so he rigged up a fan above the space heater that would blow we lived in student housing. It was it was cold. The water... Yeah, it's Minnesota. I think we had frozen pipes many, many times, and, you know, it was bad.
Yeah, did he fix those, too?
Well, he told me that we have to leave the water running.
Oh, yes.
And so that solved it.
And you have to leave Minnesota is really what you have to do. Leave the water running and leave the state, I think. And Lolia, is there any questions I can answer for you? I've been pummeling you with questions.
I was wondering, what's the secret to your success?
You mean this question here, what you attribute your success?
Yeah.
Well, the same thing I attribute my lack of success to, pretty much. It's pretty much, you know, both just a, you know, it's a crapshoot.
You define it?
No.
What success is, then?
Success?
Then it's easy to achieve it.
Right. You define it looking back, saying, well, that was successful, wasn't it? Okay.
That was good.
Okay, well, it's once again, happy birthday.
Thank you much.
And I hope this isn't the extent of it. Are you taking them somewhere tonight? Are you going out for some food?
Actually, we are going out tonight. We're invited out to dinner.
You are?
Yes, some friends.
Oh. At their house? Or?
Yes, at their house.
Like
they're
that.
Fixing everything for us, and it's very nice.
About time. You know, how long have you known these people? They've never...
And they're having company from Minnesota, so that's... we're going to enjoy the evening.
A lot of stories.
Yep.
Thousand pipe stories. I can see them coming now in Minnesota. Oh, I'm sorry, Lowell. And then I stepped on you after all that. Yeah. Lowell Northlake. He looks terrific. Okay. Do you have an exercise regime to stay fit? No, I have one to stay unfit, though. But it's very successful. Thank you for asking. We have a retired rabbi. I didn't know you could. Is that you? This is what a retired rabbi. Look, you look like a lumberjack. He was a rabbi up in the Northwoods, pretty much. And did you do some lumberjacking along the way?
Nope.
Rabbi?
Nope. I was in the Air Force.
Air Force lumberjack rabbi.
Leave off for Fox. Leave off the lumberjack part.
Yeah. Never did any lumberjacking?
Nope.
But where did the suspenders come from then?
Hold
your pants up. So, okay, how can you retire from being a rabbi? It's like the mafia. You can't quit being a rabbi, isn't it?
I just quit.
You did?
I just retired.
How do you do that?
How do you do it? You leave what you're doing and go somewhere
you can't
else.
Get, like, de-circumcised or something like that. The damage is done.
You leave the congregation and you move 1,000 miles away.
Really? Do you tell the congregation or you just slip out in the night?
You tell them a little bit.
Yeah. So they decertify you? The rabbi board decertify you?
I'm still a rabbi, but I'm retired. I don't have a congregation.
Yeah. This is a Jewish rabbi that we're talking about.
Of course.
Not a Congregationalist rabbi or something.
I'm a Jewish rabbi.
Episcopalian rabbi.
Right.
Orthodox or?
You know, in the Air Force, the priest would always call me the Jewish rabbi.
Yeah.
And to stop them from calling me the Jewish rabbi, I used to call them the unwed fathers. And that stopped it.
I can't believe he gave all that up. Air Force rabbi. Irvin, what's the last name?
Ehrlich.
Irvin Ehrlich, Air Force rabbi. This week. That sounds perfect. Well, what are you doing now that you're retired? What do you do?
Just do a couple things around the house and run a couple of databases. Running
databases?
Yep.
Still involved in religion and all
still
that?
In religion and condo association, all that kind of stuff.
The religion and the condo association.
Right. No, they're separate.
Okay. Very nice to meet you, Rabbi. Can I still call you Rabbi, or I can't call you ex-Rabbi? Yeah, call him late for dinner? Okay, fine. When should I have children? Well, if you have to ask, you probably don't want to have them, I think. You know. I never had any say in that. Are you thinking about having children?
Based on your answer.
Oh, yeah. Are you single?
No, this is my wife.
Oh, hi. How are you? Shouldn't you ask her? That'd be the way to go. Before you go to me, I would think, you know, I would just, she's sitting right next to you, say, when should I have children? I never found out about mine until they happened. So I'm the wrong guy to ask anyhow. I was informed, and I wasn't the first to know, either, to tell you the truth. I was rather shocked. I didn't see how it could have been. Anyway, but think about it and talk it over, kids. No, she's shaking her head no, and she's giving this. Okay. So it won't happen soon, is what I predict. Well, I'll tell you what, in that case, that's a dead end. Let's go right now to the What Do You Know quiz again, because you saw it work the first time. Pretty darn good. And let's see if you can, you want to try this? The guy who wants to have kids? or wants to know if he should have kids. Okay. Why not? Seems like an interesting fellow. Come on out here. Come on. Come on. Forget about this kid stuff. What age are you exactly?
I am 25 tomorrow.
25 tomorrow? Yeah, it's too soon to think about this kind of thing. Have him at 40 like I did. And you know, you're already losing your memory anyhow, so it's not a big deal. And your name is?
Sarkis.
Sarkis?
Yes.
First name?
That is my first name.
What's your last name?
Wendland.
Sarkis Wendland. Yes. That should be up in lights. That sounds like a
nice. Yeah.
Writer or something.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Musician, Sarkis.
I am a musician.
You are. I am. What do you play?
I play guitar, banjo, mandolin, violin.
Well, what don't you play then?
I don't play piano.
You got to draw a line somewhere. Sarkis, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I always wanted to be on television.
Okay, can I help you? I can't really.
I figured this would be a good stepping stone.
All right, okay, that's what I thought too. Come on, Sarkis. Sarkis, it's not that easy to do this.
This is comfy.
Yeah, it's very comfy. Naga hide. You pay a little extra, but it's worth it. What's a Sarkis? Where hail you from?
I'm from Manitowoc, Wisconsin.
Manitowoc, beautiful Manitowoc.
Yes, very beautiful.
Manitowoc. Ever do any surfing out there?
No, but yesterday on my way home, I thought if I was a surfer,
yeah,
this would be a good day to do it.
Yeah. There is some guy out there.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Manitowoc and Sheboygan and around those places. Isn't there?
Yeah, they surf a little bit.
Yeah, they surf out there.
Maybe more than one.
No, it's just the one.
Just one guy.
And he's on an ironing board because they don't really have the equipment.
Not a lot of surf shops in Manitowoc.
Yeah. So do you make a living as a musician?
No. I don't think I've ever made money as a musician,
no.
To be honest.
Well, then you are a musician. That proves it.
You truly are.
That proves it.
I'm a teacher. I'm a public school teacher.
Oh, what do you teach?
I teach math and reading.
You do?
But ironically, I went to school to be a history teacher.
Yeah. And you teach math and reading. That's cool. What grades are we talking?
7th and 8th grade.
Oh, cool.
At L.B. Clark Middle School.
L.B. Clark.
So if any of my middle school students are listening right now, that's a shout out to them.
Is that here in town?
No, that's in Two Rivers.
Oh, it's
Wisconsin.
In Two Rivers.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Trivers or TR as people there. Yes, Trivers.
Trivers. Oh, I got you. Okay. Is that near Combined Locks?
I'm sorry?
Combined Locks?
Combined Locks?
No.
No.
Not near Trivers? Combined Locks? Okay. Just checking. Sarkis. So reading and math.
Reading and math, yes.
Interesting. Crossing some boundaries there.
Well, I teach like a Title I class, so mm-hmm. It's students who struggle in math and reading.
Yeah.
I give them extra support.
More reason to struggle is what you
More mean. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's really very cool. That's really cool.
Thank you.
And she doesn't want to talk about this children thing. I wouldn't bring it
I don't up. Think so. I don't think so.
Or talk about
I thought it would be a funny question.
No, it's not. Believe me. After all these years, it's still not a funny question. But, you know, you raise kids and then they leave. So what's the point? You know, I can't figure out what that's all about. You know, that's the feeling I'm right now. I'm an empty nester right now, you know. I raised these girls, spent a lot of time at it. It was, you know, kind of, you know, did the best I could. You know, keep them alive and get out of their way. Those are my two tips for parenthood. Keep them alive, get out of their way.
That seems easy enough.
Yeah, and as soon as they get a chance, they leave. What's the point? They don't tell you that in parenthood school. Okay, anyhow. So anyhow, we're going to play the quiz here. Do you know how this works, Sarkis?
I think I picked it up from the first game.
Okay.
Answer some questions.
Yeah. What do you do for kicks?
Like things I do for fun?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Well, I play kickball for kicks, but I...
Okay, you're so literal, Sarkis.
I enjoy reading and music.
Oh, yeah.
I collect vinyl records.
Well, you do vinyl guy? What's your most precious disc?
My favorite
LP
is probably my Bob Marley Kaya record.
Bob Marley, yeah.
Yeah.
You do 78s too, or you just leave it to LPs?
Just LPs.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, they just released the 35th anniversary edition of that, but the LP doesn't come with a live concert the way the CD does.
Oh, no.
So I was a little disappointed.
But you got the whole thing there in there. Good condition?
I have a first pressing. So in very good condition. My wife bought
mint?
It for me.
Would you say mint?
No, not mint. Definitely not mint.
No.
But been good played. Condition. Yep.
Well kept. Okay. Sarkis, what other plays along with you, and how do they do that there?
Yeah, people Sarah? Who want to play the quiz, pick up their phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Ooh, I do.
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me that sooner? I would have had it here. Here's another ratio, or a percentage. Let's do percentage. Easier than ratios. Okay. percentage of Americans who think the way to get rich is the old-fashioned way by inheriting it. So we need a percentage here of Americans within how many percent?
10.
Okay. Who think the best way to get rich is the old-fashioned way by inheriting it. Let's go to the phones right now. Gene's on the line from Erie, PA. Hey. Hey, Gene.
Hi.
How's things in Erie? I've been there in a while. I like Erie.
It is sunny and beautiful.
Yeah, is it?
Yes.
Can you get out on the water there if you need to?
If I want to.
Do you want to?
No.
No. Okay. Have you got a boat or any sort of contrivance that'll float?
I do not. I have legs and arms, and I could swim if I so desired, but I don't.
Yeah. Is the water still pretty green, though, this time of year?
Cold, yes. It's like
cold
47 degrees. Yeah. 47 degrees.
Oh, well, that's too cold.
The water. The air temperature is 62 right now.
Yeah. And the water you don't know about. It's like here. Same thing.
It's cold.
Yeah. Gene.
Yes.
The percentage of Americans think the way to get rich is the old-fashioned way by inheriting.
I'm going to say, well, these days, I'd say maybe 80.
Ooh, that's a little high there, Gene.
Oh, you
bummer. Know, I'm willing to give you a lot of latitude, but that's a lot of latitude.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry, too.
Okay, bye.
Bye now. Okay. We got Allison on the line here from Amelia Island.
Hello.
Hi. How's life down there?
Beautiful. Everything's great.
Yeah.
Nice to talk to you.
We were there one time.
That's what I heard. Well, we saw you in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
But did you actually come to the island?
Yes, we did.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's so beautiful out there.
Sorry. Right? Sorry, I missed you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe you just saw me and didn't want to meet me.
Well, we wanted you to, be right here in the neighborhood. It's beautiful here, huh?
Excellent. Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
The ratio of Americans, no, percentage of Americans who think the best way to get rich is to inherit it.
And can you tell me Gene's answer again?
Yeah, he said something preposterous.
Okay.
Like
I'm
80,
thinking 80%. Like 18%.
18, and we said, huh, what's our...
Within 10%.
Okay, you got it. 25%.
Yay, wow. Great.
We all know that that's the best way to do it. I don't know why they were 25%.
Well, lucky for those people, huh?
Yeah. Allison, what do you do down there in Amelia?
I'm a special education teacher.
Oh, excellent.
And I teach preschoolers. So this year I have 8 3- and 4-year-old boys in my class, all with autism or Asperger's.
That's something. So we have 2 teachers here. Sarkis is here.
Yeah, that's
Sarkis,
great.
Allison.
Hello.
Hello.
Conversation. Kind of break room talk. That's what you hear
we're
in the break.
We're teachers, so we're very tired of talking.
Yeah,
probably.
Yes. No, I bet.
Yes.
Two of you work together, you collaborate. We have various categories, don't we, Sarah?
We do. We have the categories of current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Allison, pick first one. What would you like?
Maybe current events.
Current events. Okay, the Mars rover has appeared to inscribe something on the red planet, causing quite a bit of stir in the galaxy. What was that something? Talk it over now. Sarkis, Allison.
Sarkis, you got this one?
I do. I don't know how to say it on the radio, though.
Say it the way you would to anybody.
It's a...
Somebody in a bar. How would you say it to somebody in a bar?
A reproductive organ, correct?
Uh-huh.
Don't beat around the bush. Just say exactly what you... You can just use the medical term.
Use the medical term?
I know there is one. I forget what it
is. Is it a penis?
Anyone have a problem with that? I don't think so. So you're saying that they, for some reason, the rover.
I really hope I'm right, because if I'm wrong. Then you're just,
I know, otherwise, then you're just weird, you know? I can see Elvis. Elvis.
No, I really hope L.B. Clark students aren't listening.
No, no, no. Don't worry, they're not listening. Are you kidding to this? Allison, you go along with penis?
I'm going to agree with that.
Yes, that's what it is. Look at it. What else would you call it? That's the name. I'm being technical.
I'm going to miss that in the news.
I'm saying that. Yeah, no, it's a very big deal right now. It's gone viral.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gone viral.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay. You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right. What's left?
The categories remaining are people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Yeah.
Is it my choice?
And that, you know, it's going to last for like 100 million years on Mars. There's nothing to disturb it. That's a cool thing if you do something like that on Mars.
Let's do places.
Places, because there's probably not that in here. Okay. Is it true about Prince Charles and coffee enemas?
How is that in places?
He's taking a disturbing turn.
Places, he's in, we're in the UK, right? That's a place. Prince Charles, right? He's in the UK.
Sure, okay.
Is it true about Prince Charles and coffee enemas?
Is what true?
You have to ask them, obviously. You don't know if it's true or not, do you?
True what they say, huh?
I have no idea, Allison.
Does he favor them?
I have
let's
no
say.
Idea. You know, typically, you know, a lot of things people say aren't true.
Okay. So what are you saying?
It's 50-50.
Yeah,
so
it is.
I guess I would go false. It is not true.
Where I would agree with that.
What? You agree with that?
I mean, I'll agree with that.
Well, I'm sorry. He raves about him.
Maybe not.
Oh. Prince Charles is a big toy. He is. I read this. He is. Yes, he is. Look it up.
Okay.
Look it up.
That, sadly, is one right and one wrong. Oh. It's way more information than we needed.
No, I'm just saying Prince Charles is kind of, he's a cutting edge on a lot of things.
Oh, sure. Mm.
The remaining categories are people.
Stiff upper lip, yes, that's what they say. I have no idea. Yes.
Remaining categories, people, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Allison.
Okay, I'm going to go with odds and ends.
The FDA has banned a French cheese called Mimolette.
Mimolette.
For what reason? One of the following reasons, the FDA banned it for American consumption. French cheese, Mimolette, for one of the following reasons. Is it made with mites? Mites? Is it radioactive or is it really, really stinky? So you got your mites, radioactive, or really, really stinky? Reasons for banning this French cheese.
I think mites.
Mites? That was my first thought.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I think mites. Yes, you're
mites.
Absolutely
yeah.
Right. I wouldn't have thought that at all. Mites give it a nice little bite.
That's
nice little bite to it.
Two right and one wrong.
A little mite bite.
Sounds yucky.
The French know what they're doing with cheese, though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe might. categories remaining are people, things you should have learned in school, or science.
Okay.
I don't want to do the things I should have learned in school.
Okay, things you should have learned in school.
Because I'm a school teacher.
Is that what you want?
Absolutely. I agree with you there.
So let's go with people.
We could go for it.
People?
People.
People. Sounds good.
Percentage of Americans who put ketchup on their eggs or catsup. Is it 18, 30, or 41%?
I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah. 41. What do you think, Sarkis?
I was thinking either 41 or 30.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
Which one were you thinking?
Mm-hmm. I was going to wait for Allison's answer. So I'm going to agree with her 41.
Okay, well,
think,
I'm
Michael?
Sorry, it's 30%. Oh. 30%.
Oh, my God.
No, it's going down to the wire.
It is down to the wire.
Okay, down to the wire. This is it. Okay, we got to get this in quick
yep,
now.
Yep, we got two right and two wrong.
What's left?
Things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, or science?
Science? Allison?
Well, I think we're going to go for the school.
All right.
School?
All right.
In school. Let's
okay.
Be brave.
Flammable, unflammable, and inflammable. Which one burns?
Oh. Which one...
Which one burns?
Which one burns?
Flammable.
Flammable, unflammable, inflammable.
I got to agree with Allison.
What?
Flammable.
Flammable?
Flammable burns.
Flammable, yes. Yep. Yes, I'm going to agree.
You agree with that?
Yes.
She sounds okay, well,
confident.
They all do.
Yes.
They all mean the same darn thing. Holy cow, they cleared it all.
Sarkis, celebrate your quiz victory in fine Fargo fashion with a bottle of wood chipper rhubarb wine from the Maple River Winery in historic Castleton, North Dakota. Allison, become an expert on just about anything and everything, perusing What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. And both of you can recapture all the nearly decade-old excitement of the 2004 Indianapolis 500 with a DVD packed with bonus material and features, and entertain well into the future with What Do You Know? The Party Game, including the sartorially correct Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Nice job, Sarkis.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Hang on, Allison. Make sure you get that. Thanks for playing.